The ushers just grab a couple bottles of water and get them up here for me if you don't mind doing that. And it's so great to have Brother and Sister Spears here tonight together. Sister Spears made it in this afternoon. And great to have them here. And we're just going to let them get up here and just start ministering to us tonight. You all for ready for that? God bless you all. We love you, Brother and Sister Spears.
You ever wonder what preachers say right there when they're talking? Roy said, please let your wife preach tonight. No, I'm going to have to apologize before we get into the move of the Lord. That's not exactly what he said. But anyway, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? I think it's about 7 degrees. Man. Yeah, maybe if I had a purple shirt, it would help me. I don't know. I'm just, we're having a lot of fun. God bless you. Good to see everybody here tonight. Good crowd of people come to worship the Lord tonight. Amen. So we tried to work out who was doing what. I offered to preach again tonight, which meant that she would have both services next Sunday, and didn't go over that well. So she's about to come and talk to you right now on a very thrilling subject. And, we're going to be blessed tonight when we find out what we're living in, what's going on. Come on, Terry, it's good to see you. We just met at the airport. I sent her a sweet little text. You don't have to tell them what it was. You can.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. I live with that all the time. See, it's not on. Yours is not on.
He told me it was on. Thank you. I am on. I'm glad to be here. Wow, I was afraid I wasn't going to make it because all the planes were running late. There's this stuff called snow that keeps happening in America, and it messes all the airports up. But I made it. Got here about 5:35, so hey, I'm ready to roll. First of all, thank you for praying for my mother. It is an absolute miracle, and I believe that God intervened. She is 84, was on her way to church, sitting at a red light, took off from the red light, and the other car coming did not stop at his red light and broadsided right into her door. And they had to get the jaws of life to try to get her out because her car is such a mess. But I will tell you, she is already at home. She is a tough little cookie, I'll tell you that. And God has helped her, and she told me, she said, baby, I know I should be in really bad shape seeing that car, but I think I'm going to be okay. So thank you, Jesus, and thank y'all for praying for her. I appreciate it. You never know what a day will bring, do you? So that's why you stay in his presence and you stay ready for whatever it is that he has that comes to us. So before you're seated, as is my custom, I need you to repeat after me. I now, in Jesus' name, receive the word you are sending into my heart, not my head. My heart is fertile ground where the Holy Ghost lives, and the seed will germinate. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I take dominion over everything in this building that's not like you tonight. I come against any fear, doubt, and unbelief, and we bind it to the the foot of Calvary, and I release to flow into this place tonight faith and love and joy and peace and revelation, so that we will know what you have for us in this coming year. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Woo! I just finished up a women's conference Saturday night in Mississippi, so that's why I wasn't here this morning, but I am thrilled to be here. I just love to come here. I really do. I feel like I'm coming home. All my friends. So if you don't like me, please don't tell me, because I don't want you to spoil it. I was in Mississippi, and they were asking me, because they were wanting me to stay over, and I told them I had a flight to catch, and I couldn't. And they're like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Wisconsin. They all looked at me, they're like, why? It's really cold up there. I said, but I really love it. So I'm glad to be here. Okay, let's start. Understanding the times and the seasons is nothing new to the tribes of Israel. The tribe of Issachar were known to have deep understanding of the times, and they knew what it was that would need to happen next in order for the Jewish people to align themselves with God's plan. Since we're full of the Holy Spirit and we have access to the throne of God, we are likewise able to see and to hear what is on heaven's agenda for the coming days. In biblical times, months and years were calculated by cycles of the moon and the sun. In contrast with our Gregorian calendar, the Jewish calendar was run completely differently. Thus, the Jews live under a different calendar than we do. And I told you this last year, but every year I do a study of the Hebraic calendar for the upcoming year, so I can know what the Jews know. We always must watch and keep our eyes on Israel and the Jews, because God is setting his watch by them. And I implore you to pray, especially in the next week or two, because our team from our government is in Israel trying to work out this peace plan. They are going from group to group as we speak, working on the peace plan. And you know what happens when the peace plan is put into place. We are looking square at the coming of the Lord. Oh, yeah. So we must pray that this goes according to God's plan. The Hebrew language is way more than mere markings. It's an intricate system that has symbols and mysteries to it. And the Hebrew symbols contain within them pictures that symbolize movements of heaven and earth and give clues as to the divine workings of creation. And in the Hebraic language, numbers have word value. Numbers have word value. And so when they say what year it is to them, it speaks prophetically of what God has in store for that year. As of September the 11th, 2018, we began the Jewish New Year of 5779. It's going to be a tremendous year. It's going to be a year of suddenlies and turnarounds and repositioning and accelerated answers. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a little bit of that. We don't have a lot of time left on the clock before eternity begins.
No, we don't.
So things are about to get faster. We have an appointment with God this year, in this year of 5779, or our year of 2019. I believe that signs and wonders and miracles and victories are about to break loose upon us. John 16 and 33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and I am on his side." And he has already overcome, and I'm just following him. So I got this thing whipped. All I got to do is walk after him, and we got it made. I realize that we have just come through a couple of really tough years. Anybody had any problem the last couple of years? 2017 was a year of supernatural grace to engage in the clashing of swords. That's what 2017 meant on the Jewish calendar. And my friend, there was a collision of kingdoms, and I felt it. You felt it. It was the year of the ruling sword, and it was the year of a fight. In 2018, it was the year of the open door, according to the Jews. And it was a year to set our sails for what was to come. And it was a pivotal year in the natural and in the spiritual. It was a time of preparation to move into the things that God was doing. And it was a year of drastic changes last year. So we had a fight year followed by a year of drastic changes. And here we are. And we're bursting into a new one. And my friend, it's a new day for the church. God is changing seasons. I preached to you last time I was here about the dimensional change that he was wanting to do, especially here, but in a lot of other places. And it is just about to break for us all. This is a divine time of reversal and divine restoration. You need to learn those two words this year, reversal and restoration, and start claiming it. It's reversal and it's restoration. It's reversal and it's restoration. You know, as mature children of God, we're supposed to live from above and not beneath. We are supposed to break through the night and awaken the dawn. And I'm telling you, it is time for us to start dictating environments and circumstances and not wait for environments and circumstances to dictate to us. We are children of God. We are blood bought. We are in the name of Jesus people, and we have the power of heaven behind us, and it's time for us to step out into our authority. Change, divine change and rearrangement is here this year. This last decade, and let me kind of explain to you a little bit where I'm coming from on all the Jewish calendar and why I believe so much in what I talk about, because it's God's watch, and I just happen to believe in that. But this last decade, from 2010 to 2019, has been all about seeing what God is saying to you, or seeing things about your life, or about the plans he has for you, about the world around us. It's been the decade of the 5770s, the 5770s are to us the 2010s. The 70 word value in the Hebrew letter is Ayin, and it's a picture. If you see the picture symbol, this is the Hebrew symbol, but if you see the picture symbol, it's an eye. And every year in the Ayin decade, it had coincided also with another letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which would give it more meaning, which is we saw the year of the clashing swords. We saw the year of the open door in 2017 and 18. This year, in 2019, 70 still being part of the Ayin decade, but we're also bringing in a new letter. And it's talit. And it is the picture of a snake, if you see the symbol. And you'll say, how can a snake be good? Let me explain. We can expect 2019 to be a continuation of the last 10 years on some levels, and God inviting us to see some things before he changes everything. 2019 is going to be no different than that, except this year will be a culmination of everything that God has been preparing you for in order to step into the next season. You need to meditate on that, because I'm telling you, it is about to bust open for us. We are ending an era. This isn't just a shift of levels. This is a shift of dimensions. And God is going to allow us to see the snake in the grass. He is inviting us to come up higher this year so he can show us where our prey lies so we can snatch him up before he sees us coming. I'm ready for a little bit of that. I'm tired of getting beat up by the devil. And we are going to devour our enemies starting this year. It's about to happen. And this is why it is so important for the church not to see the world as the world is seeing things. This is why we have got to start seeing things as God sees them. We've got to get our eyes off of the mess and the turmoil and the political division and everything else that's going on. And we got to start looking at our Savior and seeing what he is trying to wrap up spiritually. Quit getting so hung up in the natural world. I'm headed for a different world. And I'm a citizen of a different world. I don't even belong here anyway. This world is not my home. I'm passing through. After this year, we're going to enter a new decade. And the word for the new decade or the 20s is pay. And this is what makes me so excited. It's going to be a decade of the mouth or speaking and declaring the kingdom of God to come to earth. We have talked for years about an awakening that's coming. We have talked for years about a revival and an end time in gathering. You are just about to step over the threshold into that. So we've got to get ourselves in alignment so we know exactly what he wants us to do in this coming day. It's not going to be any longer God inviting us to see, but he's about to start positioning us to speak. Wow. But how you have spent these last few years are going to indicate how you're prepared for what God wants to do next. This last year of the Aeon, or the seen decade, is a year of reckoning. As in the days of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to come down to take an account of whoever is producing fruit and whoever is not producing fruit. Your willingness to see beyond your present circumstance in this last decade is going to position you to see what God has planned for you in the next decade. And I'm not saying we're going to be here for the whole decade. I'm not putting a time clock on God. He could come tomorrow. He could come tonight. I'm just telling you what the word and the calendars are showing us. And I know that we are going to see a revival. I just know we are going to see a revival. 2019 is your time to take inventory. We're talking about the nines. There are nine fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And this is a year to look and see how genuinely you have produced these. There are nine gifts of the Spirit. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Have you been able to see which of these gifts God has called to manifest in your life as a believer? This is the year to look, see how much you believe in the gifts of the Spirit and the power of the working of God. There are also nine Beatitudes, and I won't go through all of those, but this is a year to look and see how well you have allowed the Spirit of God to transform you into the image of his Son. Have you done that with the fruits and the gifts and the Beatitudes? We've got to get ourselves in alignment. This is a tune-up time. 2019, the nine is a big deal this year. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised. Nine is the number of divine completeness or finality. The reason Abraham had to wait, because 99 indicates agreement with God in the Hebrew language. The numeric value, you know, I told you that numbers have words in the Hebrew language. 99 means amen. Men say amen to indicate agreement with what God has said or done. So this is our year to say amen to the plans that God has already formulated for us. This is our year to get in place to see our destiny fulfilled. Can you say amen with me? It's time to break out of the conventional ways of thinking. This is very important to remember so we can make it through what we're headed into. We are headed into some tumultuous times, folks. I hope I get to tell you something about China. I don't know if I will or not, but honey, we are headed for some exciting days with what's going on in China. We're making a shift in the harvest. And it's not what we think. Anytime you're moving into the harvest season, the separation gets worse. The wheat and the tares have to be separated at harvest time. And let me explain to y'all. This is why we're seeing such a separation in our nation. I don't think I've ever seen such division. It's brutal out there. Division is starting to manifest itself. And it's almost going to look like civil war. But it's just that God is starting to divide. He's starting to set this thing up. And this is going to cause his people to rise up as one. We aren't going to have time for a lot of petty issues that have kept us sidetracked, because I'm telling you, there's some bigger things coming down the road that we're going to have to be united as one to face head on. We're going to have to learn to follow after the anointing and know when it's the anointing, because the separation is going to get greater and greater. We're shifting into a kingdom movement. If you remember when I was here last year, I shared that we were shifting dimensions, and I made this statement. I said, we are beginning to see the splashings of sovereign law, are the laws that are going to prevail in eternity. We're starting to see some of that coming upon our shore. We're beginning to see his kingdom come. Okay? Now, I know you say, man, it sure don't look like it. Got to look at it from God's perspective. Some things have to be dealt with. We can't be church any longer. We must become the kingdom. We have to see things from a bigger perspective. He is getting us ready to start speaking things into existence. And it's time to overturn some old cycles and get into kingdom thinking. The signs of enemy resistance have got to break. This kingdom movement is going to change the course of this land. And it's time to transform and change our land. Now, Lord, we're in a mess. We must keep religious complacency off of us. It's time to move into a new place of intercession until the Spirit comes and consumes us. We're recovering the land, but we're also going to transform the land. Who wants to take Madison and transform this place into what God sees it as? Not what the liberals have seen it as, not what the political system sees it as, not what the government sees it as, but I want to see it what God sees it as. Isaiah 32. Rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters, and give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, and the gathering shall not come until. Everybody say, until. The Spirit be poured upon us from high, and then the wilderness will become fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. There is a fixed limit on God's calendar for desolation. And then the outpouring of the Spirit is going to start sweeping away all the frivolities of luxury and all the things that are just peripheral. And it's going to lead us into a nobler kingdom lifestyle. Things are going to get so serious that there's just a lot of things not going to make any difference anymore. The original text of that scripture, until the Spirit be poured out, is actually until the Spirit reveals. We are about to move into divine revelation, and a revealing is coming. Real holiness is about to become real happiness. And the influences of the Spirit of God are just about to be imparted to us. Our confusion is almost to become understanding. And our wildernesses are almost to become fertile fields. Now, it's not going to look like you think it was supposed to look. We've had troubling days, and I know we're not through with them. But the whole focus is about to shift. And our labors are not going to have been in vain. This is your year to align yourself with what God is saying over you and to see what he has planned for your future. My favorite scripture that saw me through all my years of sickness, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Our world doesn't look very hopeful, but when you start looking at it through his eyes, it is so full of hope because this thing is culminating and I'm headed to heaven. Wow. I'm not sad about that. He's telling us the way. And in the decade ahead, in the 2020s, you're going to have to be sure that you've allowed God to purify your heart. He's going to put his words in your mouth to decree and to declare boldly the will of heaven. You're going to literally be able to speak your destiny into existence if you are in alignment with his purpose. But there's also going to be many like the Pharisees and Sadducees who ignore this time of preparation, and they're going to find themselves unable to receive. And for them, the world is just going to look like it's in great turmoil. And they're not going to understand. There's also going to be a greater chasm between believers and unbelievers. My Lord, you see that on Facebook, don't you? It's craziness, man. You can't say anything about anything, or somebody's going to come up and try to bite your head off over it. Be prepared to see this great divide become more visible. You're going to see it in families and communities and our nation. It's a pivotal year for some relationships to solidify in unity or some of them to dissolve and break apart. Because God is bringing us to the harvest. The wheat and the tares have to be divided. The Holy Spirit is working to unite the church. You cannot move forward into your present if you are still aligned with your past. This is the year to let go of your past regrets, of your past hurts, of your past unforgivenesses, of your past dreams, of your past opportunities. This is the year of finality. It's time to do something different. It's time to move into the plans that God has prepared for us. New hopes, new joys, new alignments, new dreams, new opportunities. It's time to move, folks. You're going to see some things which have always been there before, but you're going to see them in a completely new way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's going to be as though you're seeing them for the first time, though they've been there in front of you all the time. Those who know the power of the Holy Spirit are going to start seeing by the power of the Holy Spirit. The church is very much alive, and she will prevail over this kingdom of darkness that is trying to overtake us. We are victorious. My friend, I have already read the back of the book, and I know who wins. I know who wins, and I'm on the winning side, and so are you. So what we got to do is pick up our vision. Start seeing it like God sees it. Quit worrying about what the news commentators are saying. They don't have a clue what's going on. Let's talk about the snake. I don't like snakes. I had to kill a snake one time in my life. And the only reason I killed a snake was because I had my 3-year-old daughter with me. Otherwise, I probably would have just run away. But I didn't want him coming back around the house. I don't like spiders or snakes. But this is a time to see the movement of our enemy at work against us. You see, he's trying to deceive and frustrate heaven's plans. He's trying to sidetrack your destiny. He's trying to make everything more difficult than it's supposed to be. How you see things or how you see these snakes is going to determine how you're going to move forward. Faith will be demonstrated in greater measures, and it's going to take faith to believe that what is hidden in the darkness is going to be overcome by the light. 5779 or 2019 is the year that faith is going to square off with deceit and unbelief. We're going to decide whose side are we on. Whose report are we going to believe? Is it going to be this side or is it going to be that side? I don't know what side you're going to be on, but I'm on his side. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and I'm going to move in faith and in victory and claim what God has for me, for my family, for my church, for my friends. You know, many believers are going to see this snake in the grass and confront it with great faith. And those that are lacking in faith are going to see the snake steal their inheritance from them, just like the serpent stole it from Adam and Eve. This is the year to guard your heart against loss. We may lose some things. It's okay. Not my will. I'd be done. We may have to shed a few things to get our focus cleared up a little bit. Just as a seed has to die in order to produce new life, some things in your life will need to pass away in order for the sanctified version to start springing forth. Some places that were dead to you are suddenly going to start being revived as the enemy is commanded to return to you what he has taken. Because it's a year of reversal. It's a year of restoration. Give it back to me, devil. You've had it long enough. Don't fear the snakes. Don't fear the snakes. Tell your neighbor, don't fear the snakes. You know what? I found this super interesting after I discovered what all this meant. Went back to the Word of God. The Lord used snakes to purify the Israelites. I wish he wouldn't. I wish he would have used butterflies, but he used snakes. You know, when Moses led the people out of Egypt, he challenged Pharaoh with Aaron's staff that turned into a snake, ate all the snakes of Pharaoh's sorcerers. In Acts 28, Apostle Paul gets bitten by a snake but doesn't die. Jesus tells us in Mark 16, that those who believe in him will pick up snakes with their hands. It's not going to hurt them. And they're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to get well. As believers filled with faith, we can expect to overcome the snakes of our enemy that he is laying in our path. We have this assurance that whatever foe we face, We can be as wise as serpents and gentle as doves and still overcome the enemy. Just as Moses raised up that serpent staff in the desert and it healed the afflicted Israelites, we have the assurance that Jesus was raised up on the cross and he has healed all of my afflictions. We are more than conquerors. We have been raised up with Jesus and we have been given power over the enemy. I'm claiming this year that I step into divine health. I want to be so full of the Spirit of God that I resist disease and sickness. See, I'm just one that believes that. Here's what I know. I am a spirit that lives in a body that has a soul. I'm a spirit. I am of his spirit. Yes. He's not sick. Right. If I can get so full of him, I'll just be like Teflon. Everything will just slide off of me. That's what I'm claiming. The battlefield is going to be on the home front, people. The war will wage in your heart. Love your neighbor and pray for your enemy. Stand strong against the temptations of the devil, and you're going to find yourself being strengthened by the Lord Jesus Christ. Take courage like Joshua and have faith that God is with me. You know, war is inevitable. But defeat does not have to be. When God is for me, what can be against me? See, we're going to have to arm ourselves with the word. You're going to have to make time to hear his strategies over relationships in your life and over plans for your future. Be constantly in prayer this year and keep vigilant against the snares of the enemy that tries to entice you and distract you from the things of God. If it's distracting you from God, get rid of it. We ain't got time to mess around anymore. We don't have time to patty cake for Jesus and play church. It's time for us to take this thing to the enemy. He's taking it to us. He's trying to take away our liberties. He's trying to take abortion from... My word, have mercy. Don't get me started on that subject tonight. Breaks my heart. What's happening in America? The enemy is coming after our very beliefs, our very core of what we stand for. And I am not going to take it lying down. I am going to claim what is mine and find the snake in the grass and go after him. I'm not running from the devil. The Lord is near those that love him. And all I have to do is find myself surrounded by his presence. As they sang tonight, surround me with your love. And he'll come help me overcome. Let this be a year of deepening everything the Lord has begun in you. And let's finalize some things in the Spirit this year to be prepared for the next decade. Do not be afraid of the Lord's accounting. But ask the Holy Spirit to recalibrate you to the plans of heaven. I need recalibration. The world's kind of war on me. Been a rough couple of years. I need to start seeing it like he sees it. And it's not too late to turn over a new leaf. We got to start this thing over. We got to pick up the fight. We got to forget what's going on around us. We got to understand the enemy's already been defeated. Pray that you're able to see that snake in the grass. See, Judas didn't see it. And pride stayed in his heart. Ask for greater faith. Ask for boldness of faith. That your yes will be yes and your amen will be amens. This is the year to come into total agreement with God. get rid of fear, get rid of faith, get rid of fear, get rid of doubt, get rid of unbelief. He's a good father. And he only has good plans for me. Let this be the year that all doubt and unbelief truly dies in you, so that you can step into your future fully reborn. A new man, a new woman, ready to speak boldly the words of Jesus Christ and do what he is saying. Let this be the year that we finalize saying, Lord, now I see. I see it from your perspective. I see it from your eyes. I'm not afraid of what's happening. I'm not troubled by what's around me. I'm looking at this thing from heaven's point of view. Matthew 9. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their sight was restored. Here's what we need to declare. Lord, I see. Lord, I see it your way. I see what you're saying. I believe in all you are, and I believe in all that you can do in my life. I believe. Help my unbelief. Let it all be done according to your word. I'm ready to go beyond my wildest dreams with him. I'm ready for the kingdom to come and his will to be done. The snakes ahead won't have a head. Because in Genesis, the serpent beguiled Eve. But that wasn't the end. The devil may have misled you, misused you, depressed you, and overran you. But Genesis 3 and 15 makes this promise, and it's going to be fulfilled this year. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it'll bruise or crush thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I'm going to tell you, war was declared in the Garden of Eden between mankind and Satan. And no sooner was that wound given than the remedy was provided and revealed. Jesus' death on the cross gave a fatal blow to devil's kingdom. And a wound, a crushing to the head of the serpent that cannot heal. He's wounded already. Come on, quit running around being scared of him. We're promised in this year that we will see the movings of the snake and we will have authority to speak his demise in our lives. It's time for victory over our enemies. Are you ready for victory? All right, here's what we're going to do. Pastor got me on a timeline. He does. Y'all think I'm kidding. No, I understand. I understand what he was saying. Here's what I want us to do. We're going to make some declarations tonight because it's time to take back some things. It's time for us to quit being afraid of what's coming. Look, let me just set you at ease. Bad things are going to happen. Have you read the back of the book? Okay, rough times are coming. Yeah, there's going to be some wars. There's going to be some economy shakeups. There's going to be some nations that tumble. There's going to be all kinds of things that happen. So what? So what? Greater is he that's in me. I don't have my mansion here anyway. My mansion's somewhere else. So what we're going to do, we're going to make some declarations, and then we're going to take action this year according to what these declarations are. Because I do believe that this church has a pivotal role to play. And when we were preparing to come, I still felt that same gut thing that I felt when I was here last time, that God is wanting to shift you guys into a whole different dimension and way of doing things. And when God revealed that little statement that it's no longer the church, but it's about the kingdom. I said, that's for Madison. It's about the kingdom. It's about what's really transpiring. And that's where he is wanting you to plug into. So we've got to get everything aligned in us so we can plug into that. So when this starts breaking, that we have the freedom and the authority to speak our position in the kingdom. So I want you to stand. Now you're going to hang with me in this. But I believe that this is where we put a stake in the ground and decide that we are really going to change. That it's not going to be just another cute little sermon that somebody preached that talked about the snake. I want you to see how important it is as to where you stand tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make some statements, and I want you to repeat those after me. But please don't just repeat the words in your head. Do what I said in the beginning. Let it become a heart issue where the Holy Ghost lives and the seed will germinate. So here's the first one. I want to be renewed in the spirit of my mind and have a new way of seeing things from God's perspective. Number two. I want to see with enlightened eyes of understanding. Number three, I want to have all my senses extended into the supernatural. I want to get divine revelation, insight, and wisdom to apply to all my situations. I want to get revelation, insight, and wisdom. Say that. Revelation, insight, and wisdom to apply to all of my situations. I want to increase in the prophetic flow. Seeing it like you do. I want to grow in the fruit of the Spirit. I want to grow in the gifts of the Spirit. I want to take authority over the enemy when I see the snakes in the grass. Grow in the character of God. I want maturity to be able to reign with Him in authority. And I'm going to say amen to God's destiny for my life. Let the Spirit water those declarations.
Let's just worship him for a few moments.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. How many of you believe that the enemy is trying to stop what God is wanting to do? Before we go any further in this service, Brother Spears, just during the middle of service, he was shaking so bad over here. It was just freezing cold. I know we kind of joke a little bit about the cold and such, but the enemy doesn't want this week to happen. Now, for all of you that are new here, and you're probably wondering, what is this all about? Listen, I'm not being callous, and I'm not being obnoxious, but it doesn't matter to me what people think. Because the bottom line is we all believe in a devil. We just don't believe we're going to go to hell. We all believe in a heaven, because I've never been to a funeral yet where they haven't put people there, whether they're going there or not. Okay? So that makes us, as Sister Spears says, we're soul, body, and spirit. You're involved in a war, whether you want to be or not. You can say, I don't believe all this stuff. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're in it. You're in it because you're here, you're human, you're alive, you got a soul and a spirit. You can reject it. That's your problem, because I'm not going to pay the penalty for your rejection of that. So I'm just letting you know that this isn't just church as usual. We're fighting a spirit. We're fighting an enemy. As I said, he doesn't want this week and next weekend to happen. So we're going to pray first for our brother Spears that's in there, that God will raise him up, take away whatever this sickness, whatever the enemy is trying to put on him. And then we're going to pray for awakening of our own spirits. God is calling us. God is giving us an opportunity to awaken, to start over, to start afresh, anew in him and what he has for us this year. So let's pray for Brother Spears, and then we can start walking. Make your way down front. This is something between you and God. I can't get you there. I can't get you where God wants you. We've been talking about surrendering our wills to him, and where our wills become his will, and only then can he move through us. I can't do that for any of you. We have to do this ourselves. But let's pray for our brother Steve. Lord, I pray right now in the power and the authority of your word. Lord Jesus, I pray against this sickness, these chills, whatever it is that is seeking to take, the enemy is taking, to trying to take and bring our brother and our sister down, Lord, as they minister to us. The enemy does not want this word to go forth, and I pray against the snake, Lord. We can identify it. We know what it is. It's an illness. It's a sickness, and we can pray right now. I pray for my brother, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you, God. We praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Praise God.